We've had some very big influencers sign on with Impact School lately. So I've been getting into the trenches on one-on-one calls with them to create their strategy so that they can turn their big audience into a $1 million audience and monetize more effectively. And as I've been having these conversations and across the board from feedback from the coaches who are working one-on-one with the various different members of Impact School, what we've noticed is there's really three profit poisons across the board. And that's what I want to go through with you here today. So, in case you don't know who I am, my name is Lauren Tickner. I have sat down with the likes of Grant Cardone. This is what he said.
It's not going to be a handful of people talking about you. You know, it's going to be millions of people talking about you. And in that, in those millions, hundreds of millions of people will be talking about you.
And so, not only that, but I've spoken on the same stage here as Gary Vee with a social media audience across the board of more than 450,000. And the reason I bring that up is because I think it's important to know that when I'm sharing this with you, it's really because I'm in the trenches as a practitioner doing this stuff all day, every day. We have more than 100 clients who we're working very, very hands-on, one-on-one with. And so these three profit poisons, I'm not going to be pitching you anything here. If you like what you hear, then you can go to impactschoolmethod.com and you can learn more about our methods and how we help you. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll leave that down in the description box. But I just want to share this with you because honestly, it's kind of frustrating me as much as when I used to constantly hear the question, is it okay if I eat carbs, when I was an online fitness coach? Okay. So it's frustrating me a lot. I really want to be able to help you with this so that you aren't making these mistakes that I'm seeing being taught time and time again by gurus who have never had success in their own business, but they're teaching business strategies from theory, right? Kind of like why I dropped out of the UK's number one business degree, because my professors had never had their own businesses when I was running a business. Okay. So the three profit poisons. The first one is economics. The second one is pricing, and the third one is an authority. So I'm going to go deep into these three things. And the reason why these three things are so bloody important is because when you get these three things right, you are going to have a huge cutting edge above your competition. You're going to have much higher profit margins and a much more simple business that's easier for you to run so that you actually love business again. Because I'm seeing so many great business owners that got into business because they love what they were doing, but now they hate business because it's just become frustrating. Okay. So first let's talk about economics. So what does that mean? Okay. Well, the best business owners, those that have 7-8 figure businesses and beyond, they know that there are important ratios to consider when it comes to team to customer ratio. Okay. Not only that, but this also takes into consideration pricing that I'll be able to talk about in a second. So economics, right? So let me give you a story. So a client came to us, and for every 5 new clients that they had to hire 2 new team members. Okay? Can you imagine how much subconscious self-sabotage there is in the sales process there? Because they're simply just not selling because they know, well, if I just suddenly get 5 clients today, now I have to go out and hire 2 new people, right? So they're never putting themselves in a position where they're actually going to be able to get more leads, because they could go out and get more leads. It was a possibility for them. They weren't really doing a lot of marketing other than posting on social media, which, by the way, is not a marketing strategy or a lead generation strategy. And because they were just kind of posting and hoping and praying, and they knew that, well, there's going to be a lot of work for me if I have to go ahead and get these new clients through the door, they were just being passive. And it's because the economics of their business weren't quite right. Why were the economics of their business not quite right? Well, this adds to a further problem, which is kind of beyond the scope of this. However, it's very important, and it's that they had multiple different products that all serve very different purposes, right? And as a big company, that makes a lot of sense. But as a small company, we have the benefit, and small company, by the way, I think the US Business Administration says it's below 50 million a year or something. Okay, so if that's you, a small company, we have the benefit that we can actually scale intimacy. Scaling intimacy is something that we are huge believers of here at Impact School. Why are we huge believers of scaling intimacy? Well, if you have a simple business model that's very, very focused and targeted, then things are not all over the place all the time. So instead, what we said to this brand new member of Impact School when they first started with us is we said, okay, 70% of your revenue is coming from this one thing. So let's trim the rest. Let's focus on this. We can align all your systems and processes to be around that. And then rather than them needing to always hire 2 new team members per 5 additional clients, they were able to get 30 more clients, and then they would need one new team member. Can you see how much better the economics is there? The ratio between team member to customer is way better because the business model is simpler. And so how do we actually do this? How do we go about taking everything that they were doing and simplifying it? Well, we call this a CEO scale system. So a CEO scale system allows you to have much higher capacity for way more clients coming through the door because you take the service that you are the best at, that you could ultimately become number one, two, or three in your market in, and you package it up based upon what's going on in your mind as the founder, the business owner. You often know kind of all the steps that need to be taken in order to get it done, right? So we actually document that, we get it down, we turn it into a productized service so that then from there, you create leverage, okay? You create a lot more leverage. And that means not only is it going to allow you to hire way less team members and have way less complexity in your business, but it eventually means you're also able to scale yourself out of sales. Because what was happening to this business owner is they were getting onto sales calls and they had to be the one selling because they were always creating bespoke packages. And they were the one who was creating the onboarding material and the plan for the team every single time. It was super bespoke. So instead, with the CEO scale system, you turn everything you're doing into a simplified roadmap that your team can follow, whether you're doing a done-for-you service, whether you're doing a done with you consulting or coaching products, or even if you're doing a DIY course that you're training on. If you're doing a DIY course, we tend to advise actually adding a bit of hands-on as well because you're able to command a premium price for that. But this allows for way, way greater economics of your business, and that therefore is allowing you to increase your profits and simplify everything, right? Because imagine if you didn't have to constantly be chasing tons of different projects all the time, you could actually have your time back. Imagine how much less stressful that would be. So now this member of Impact School, guess what? They are committed and excited to go out there and do marketing again. And they're bringing in leads consistently and they're consistently converting sales. Why? Because now they're not having subconscious self-sabotage in the fact that every time they get a new client, they're gonna have to go and do a ton of manual work. Okay. The second thing is pricing. This is the second profit poison, pricing. So I was talking to a guy the other day with 350,000 followers on social media, and he was trying to sell a $9 membership. So in order for him to hit the 100K per month that he wanted to get to, he has to sell 11111 members. Okay. And that's taking into consideration that no one's going to churn, which obviously they are. That is a lot of people. When I was selling in the same industry and market, this guy was fitness, health and fitness. When I was selling in that, let me tell you, right? Overall, in general, I did end up selling thousands of low ticket products, but that was over years, okay? That was not every single month. That's a really, really hard thing to do. And also it means that, well, if he's actually going out there and putting all this time, energy and effort into creating content, and then he's just generating, you know, a few $9 sales here and there, it's not really very profitable for him. So instead, what's best to do is once you've got your CEO scale system down, is reprice, repackage, and reposition so that you can command a premium price point somewhere between on the front end, 5 to 50K. And that's what you want to be receiving, not on these crazy payment plans. That's what you want to be able to validate, that you can sell that package at that price point so that you know that this is actually a good profitable market. Because if not, and if you're trying to sell like I did, when I was in university, I created this 6-month long university meets fitness program, tried to sell it for 2.5K. And guess what? No one was buying because they were university students and they'd rather spend money on booze and fags over and above actually bettering their fitness and health. So I was in the wrong market. Instead, what I had to do is I had to go up market. I had to sell to parents of girls that had found me on social media. Anyway, side note, but the pricing was not there. The pricing was not, I was not in a good business market in order to command the prices that I wanted to command. Okay. So when it comes down to pricing, remember, you can do everything that you want, just not all at once. So if in the beginning you have to go up market and serve people for a higher price point, that's totally cool. And that's okay. Because you can also then scale intimacy and give a more hands-on approach. And you're also more willing to do more stuff for those clients when they're paying you more, which is a really great way if you know you're kind of below 50 grand a month right now. And this brings me onto the third point, which is authority. This is another profit poison, because if it's really unclear what it is that you even do, and if people don't understand how you can even help them, then of course, well, you know, they're not going to see you as an authority figure. And I see a lot of times people on social media are constantly just posting content where they're telling people what to do. Like, you should not blah, blah, blah. You should not use hashtags in your posts. You should not eat carbs, right? They say all this stuff, but they have no authority in the eyes of whoever they're talking to. And so that's why when it comes to the social media strategy, it's really important to have content specifically designed for top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and the bottom of the funnel. Actually, I just did a brand new training on that, designed for anyone who's looking to actually build a $1 million audience. I'll leave a link down in the description box below to that, where I actually break down the 5-day per week social media organic strategy that only takes about an hour a week or maximum 2 hours a week to execute on. And this is how you can actually allow yourself to be seen as an authority figure. But for example, if you have never built a 7-figure business before and you're trying to teach people how to build a 7-figure business, you have zero authority. No one is going to listen to you. Why would they listen to you over and above someone else that's done that multiple times over? The question you need to answer is this: why should they listen to you? Ask yourself that every time you are making content, every time you are posting, every time you are doing lead generation. Because I'm seeing some people prospect me on Twitter who have 500 followers on Twitter saying, "Hi, Lauren, do you want me to help you grow your Twitter and get you clients here?" And you may have like a really sick case studies and stuff. So instead, lead with the credibility and the authority so that then I listen to you. Otherwise, I'm just not going to listen. I'm just not. Okay? So 3 profit poisons are economics, having a model which just, when it comes to client to team member ratio, it's just not profitable. The second thing is pricing. If you increase your prices, of course, make sure that the value is there. You may have to go up market. You have to change, may have to change the people that you're serving. But if you can increase your prices, you're going to have a profit margin, meaning that you have more wiggle room to actually spend on really getting amazing client results. And then the third thing is authority. Like, how can you make sure that you're actually being seen as an authority? And all these 3 things tied together are then going to allow you to get better client results, which leads to better testimonials, which leads to more material that you can market off of. And those clients that are happy are more likely to send through referrals. And so please, if you're making any of these mistakes, make sure to watch that training that I just mentioned. I recorded it. It shows the exact $1 million audience strategy that you can implement into your business, which we are working on with more than 100 clients right now, including massive influencers with more than, you know, millions of followers on social. And please realize that I'm bringing this stuff because I'm in the trenches doing this with my clients, with my own personal brand. We're working on this all day, every day. So I'm really grateful to be back here on the podcast, on YouTube, and more content coming very, very soon. My name is Lauren Tickner. You can find me on social media at Lauren Tickner, LAURENTICKNER. And I am grateful to serve you, and I hope that this served as some value for you today. So make sure to subscribe, share this with your team or your friends who are also working on achieving their goals. And get rid of that profit poison. Let's go make some money. Let's serve some people. Let's change some lives. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.